During those 3 days of hearings at the U.S. Supreme Court this week, protesters marching outside in favor of the health care law returned to one chant more than any other.
We love Obamacare. We love Obamacare.
Now, until recently, Obamacare was a word mostly used by the law's opponents. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the efforts by supporters of the president's law to claim it as their own.
We Love Obamacare was not somebody's impromptu brainstorm on the steps of the Supreme Court. People carried mass-printed black and yellow signs that said it in big, bold letters. Talking to any supporters in the crowd, these were often among the first words you would hear.
Oh, I love Obamacare.
Alan Paragoy was handing out granola bars to the marchers.
My daughter was a 24-year-old who was without health care, was put back on my plan, and luckily, she did because she tore her ACL playing soccer and needed surgery, so she was covered for her insurance. So I'm happy to have the Obamacare, and that's why I'm here supporting it.
I noticed you used the word Obamacare. It seems as though the law's supporters are trying to reclaim that from the law's opponents. Do you get that sense?
Well, Obama does care, as he said recently, and so Obamacare is very appropriate. It's not pejorative at all. It's a wonderful thing.
It sure was pejorative for a while. During the 2009 health care debate in Congress, the word was almost exclusively used by Republicans. Obamacare became shorthand for big, bad government. By 2010, the word was all over Republican TV ads.
Leading the fight to stop Obamacare in Texas.
Obamacare will cost taxpayers trillions.
I even voted for Obamacare.
And this year on the Republican presidential campaign, Mitt Romney and the other candidates have learned that one of the biggest applause lines in any stump speech is,
well, if I'm president, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare on day one.
The term echoes Hillary Care, the word Republicans used to describe the Clinton health care plan in the early 90s. It doesn't help Democrats that the law's real name is a mouthful. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act does not exactly roll off the tongue. Early on, the White House didn't want to adopt the word Obamacare. They were trying to win over Republicans, and their message was that universal health care is bigger than one man. But over time, it became clear the word is not going away. So at a speech in Atlanta earlier this month, President Obama embraced it.
You want to call it Obamacare? That's okay, because I do care. That's why we passed it.
He made a similar point all the way back in August.
If the other side wants to be the folks who don't care, that's fine with me.
On the second anniversary of the law last week, the Obama reelection campaign set up a webpage that says, I like Obamacare. They're selling buttons, T-shirts, and bumper stickers with that message. The question is whether they can connect the word not just with the president, but with the promise of affordable health care for everyone. Linguist Ben Zimmer says there is a long history of groups trying to reclaim negative words. He's executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com.
So, for instance, the term queer, which is a very pejorative term, in fact, was reclaimed by members of the gay community as a neutral or positive term, to the extent that now you have queer studies at universities, for instance.
In politics, he says, whether a term is positive or negative often hinges on outside events.
During Ronald Reagan's first term, Reaganomics was generally a negative epithet. But by 1984, the economy had turned around, and Ronald Reagan, in fact, embraced the term Reaganomics.
So whether Obamacare has a bright future or not may depend less on the people shouting the word on the Supreme Court steps and more on the folks deliberating inside that white marble building. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.